Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Walker. I'm the managing editor of Money, and I'm here for a short and sweet Friends with Money bonus podcast. My guest today is Jane McNamara, the general manager, media and external comms at NBN. You know, the people who provide our broadband internet infrastructure. Welcome, Jane.
Great to be with you, Vanessa.
Now, I understand some speed plans are being accelerated in September.
That's right. So from September, NBN is accelerating our fast speed tiers for those homes and businesses that are connected in what we call our HFC and fibre to the premises network. So any home and business in those areas that is served by one of those NBN technologies is going to be able to access these really accelerated download speeds. It's a monumental leap for the NBN network, you know, for Australians and indeed for the industry when NBN and the phone and internet providers partner together to launch what we're calling our Accelerate Great program from the 14th of September. And what that means is for homes and businesses and customers that are currently on what we call our 100 megabit per second download plan, this will be accelerated to 500 megabits per second. So we're talking about five times faster download speeds, which is huge. And it means that for those currently on what we call a 50 megabit per second plan, just moving one step up that speed ladder to a 100 megabit per second plan, that leap of 500 megabits per second or 10 times faster their current download speeds is going to mean so much more for homes and businesses and all of those internet connected devices that Australians love to use and need to use. You know, currently we've got 25 connected devices in the average Australian home. And that just goes to show how much we love to be online. And that's going to keep growing to more than 40 by the end of the decade.
So the 50 and 100 megabit a second plans, are they the top tier plans people would be on already in the lead up to September?
So at the moment, you know, we're really seeing that Australians are starting to move or have a different preference for their NBN plan. So historically, the most popular plan has been our 50 megabit per second plan. But since we've, you know, started to really, demand more of the NBN network and use more data year on year, we've seen homes and businesses have a stronger appetite for the 100 megabit per second plan. So that is increasingly becoming a more popular plan.
All right. And where are these zones that will automatically get these upgrades?
So for homes and businesses that are already subscribed to the plans being upgraded, we will automatically provide those enhanced or accelerated speeds through to the participating phone and internet providers. Those on slower speed plans, however, who aren't connected via our fibre to the premises technology, will actually need to order an eligible plan. And this will trigger an upgrade for eligible addresses. And, you know, I guess the availability, one thing that is really important to note is that by December this year, we've got more than 90% of NBN's fixed line customers. So about 10 million homes and businesses who will actually be able to access these higher speeds. And if listeners are not sure what plan they're on or what kind of technology they're currently connected to, best advice is to jump on the NBN website, nbn.com.au, and check your address on the homepage or give your phone and internet provider a call.
Now, the end of the financial year is almost upon us. How would you suggest that listeners get the best value from any sales that are going to be happening in the next month or so?
Absolutely. So look, as we all know, this is really the last sales moment people can leverage to save money upgrading their NBN plan or even on their in-home equipment. And, you know, particularly before these speeds are accelerated in September. And look, you know, competition has never been stronger or more creative among, you know, NBN phone and internet providers. In fact, we've got more than 120 phone and internet providers that sell NBN plans to homes and businesses across the country, and they all want your business. And so it's a good time to look at what plan you're on. If you're not sure what plan you're on, do chat to your phone and internet provider. Ask them if they can do you a better deal. And also maybe think about checking out some of the other phone and internet providers and seeing what they might be able to offer you. We also know that there's some really great comparison sites like Finder, Canstar, Whistleout, and Tom's Guide, you know, that have done all the hard work for us, and they're constantly reviewing all the available plans. They crunch the numbers for us, and they provide really good reporting on which provider is offering the best value at any given time. We also know that phone and internet providers are actually starting to bundle, you know, lots of products. So you might be able to bundle things like your NBN, broadband, your mobile, and even some streaming services that we're actually starting to see phone and internet providers offer. And current end of financial year deals are offering up to $30 off per month for the first 6 months with no locking contracts. And recent analysis has actually showed us that you can save up to $3,600 over 5 years by testing the market. So a really good opportunity to check your plan, think about whether you need a higher speed plan, you know, talk to your phone and internet provider and make sure you, you know, compare what's available to meet your needs and your budget.
That's brilliant, Jane. Thank you so much. Money listeners, never set and forget. Compare plans, ring your providers, negotiate. And now is the time at the end of the financial year. Jane, thanks so much for your expertise and insight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.